Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was just listening to Congressman Rand speak at
Rand
I was
Paul?
Listening to the feedback of us laughing or something. Rand Paul speaking at Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling the students at Berkeley, which is they got a standing ovation at Berkeley.
And
wow. We got really? A click on that. I was like, oh.
Put the teeth back in.
Right. Yeah, the effort ain't working. Yeah, sticking stuff. Getting anyway. Old. So, anyway.
Ball different bat.
Yeah, that's how there's those. Anyway, so where are we? We're at Berkeley. Okay. And Berkeley, California. And he got a standing ovation because he talked about privacy and the Fourth Amendment. And by the way, just so you understand this, if you go back and listen or watch Prophecy on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, go to the VFN Torch and you can search for Fourth Amendment. And that was already released prophetically when we're talking about original intent. He said, we're going to have to redefine what the Fourth Amendment was. That's what the Lord spoke through us on that particular program. And that's exactly what they're saying today in 2014 in March at Berkeley, that they're saying that all of our digital data is not protected by the Fourth Amendment.
Wow.
Like, who came up with that idea? Yeah, isn't our information our information? And so that was actually talked about prophetically in the context. But getting back to student loans, is what he was saying was, you know, that he said, what you really need to focus on is not your education as much in regard. Think about your student loan in the context of how much money you're borrowing. If there's a job that you connect to after the school that will pay you enough money to pay that off. He says, there's not, your people are taking student loans out of there this big and your job only provides you this much. And so, you know, loans when you're young, I really believe, Lord help us get wisdom, the education, man, we need it back.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest enterprises, I think in America, besides the medical is education. Why are they charging so much money for education, which is against a majority, is against, you know, when you send, the statistics are, if you send your Christian child to a university, the probability of them leaving their faith is like 50% or something of that nature.
Yeah.
And they're turning them away from the nation. They're turning them away from God. Not all of them, but even Christian universities.
Mm-hmm.
What happens at these universities? And so not only that, they're asking your kid to borrow $100,000 for a job they don't even know exists yet, with an economy that's dropping so low that our pay scales now are like in the 80s, maybe they said, that a loan is not free money. Hmm. A loan is bondage. So to take out, I mean, if somebody says, listen, I'm going to sell you a house, if somebody's going to sell you a house and it's cost you $100,000, go ahead and borrow the money and we'll show you the house in the future, right?
Right.
What are you going to say? You're going to say, I want to see the house first, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, people are promising you a house that you don't even know exists yet. And they're going to tell you, we thought we'd have your house, but it just didn't work out. But they're going to sell you an education for $100,000, $50,000, some of them are even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to walk out with a mortgage, basically, for a house that you're not going to get. And you're going to be convinced, you're going to be saying, I demand a job. And then you're going to really find out they lied to you. That's just a lie. And the thing is, you were young, you're, very influential. You can be influenced very easily. And it felt like free money. It felt like you were going to be able to move into a house, a job. And now you're actually taking another class, borrowing more money, kind of waiting for that house to be built. And the truth is, you're going to have to build on Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
You're going to have to build on your faith in God, because where we're going in the economies of the world, where we're going, it's not an education. And it's definitely not, you know, sad to say, in the universities of America. They need to be reclaimed. That's a mountain. The education needs to be reclaimed, because it's just sad what's going on in our universities. I mean, Jews and Christians are being, And Christians now are lower on the rating than even Jews, the context of how they're coming against. And Islam and Muslim, they're actually higher up than Christians and Jews and how they statistically see them on the college campuses. And then America and the Constitution and everything that we stand for and our founding fathers is being torn down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why borrow money for that? And this, just to tell you what you're really doing. You're paying the salaries of the people who are doing that. You're borrowing money And for the next 20 years, you're going to pay for what they're doing to our country right now. Think about that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that money's going to go to that person who's got tenure, who's speaking that stuff against our nation.
That's right.
And it doesn't just go in some whatever. It's going to go into their life. You're going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying them. You're taking out money to pay that professor to say what he's saying to you. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there is a movie coming out right now. This is titled God is
Not Dead.
Not Dead. And I want you to be able to see this. It's such a powerful thing because it just deals with what's happening on our college campuses. And it's so important to understand this, that it's under assault, you know. And you think about Hitler. What he did was begin to re-educate the young folks and teach them things that he wanted taught. And then they were part of his. And that's what's going on. We're actually teaching our young folks something contrary to what the original intent of the nation was, the intent that God would have. And even I think maybe 50% leave their faith even in a Christian university.
It's very high.
It's very high. We have those stats. We'll have them available. We may be opposed, but take a look at this movie. I hear great reports about this particular movie, and it deals with this particular issue. Why in the world would you borrow money? Think about this professor that you're going to hear on this trailer for this movie that's available. You need to go see it now, as a matter of fact, in your area. But think about this. Imagine paying this guy's salary for the next 20 years, because if you borrow money, you're going to pay every single month for the next 20 years until you pay that off, unless you have some lump sum of money. That's what Senator Rand Paul, he says, Rand Paul, he said that their job's not available to pay that kind of money back.
Mm-mm.
And so
I've worked in these college campuses. Let me tell you, I mean, everything has shifted.
Yeah.
And the best thing for you to do right now is, like you said, build on God and get some experience, some practical work experience.
Right.
Because a lot of people think that you're going to go to a college degree and everything's going to be paved in gold for
right.
you. You're still going to learn how to work. Got to work.
And the church has bought in. The church has bought into this American dream versus the biblical reality.
Exactly.
And it's not wrong for you to work hard.
Mm-mm.
You know, everybody's not going to be a CEO. Only 3% of America hires the other 97%.
Right.
I mean, begin to enjoy your labor, enjoy your trade. And Proverbs says there's nobody that sleeps better than somebody who works hard. And there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, you'll probably have a more enjoyable life than the man who's trying to sustain his wealth and those type of things that are going on. Either way, you want God in your life. But listen, imagine paying this professor that's going to talk to this student who says, and you got to hear that, he goes, you know, in this classroom, I am God. Now imagine for 20 years now, you're going to pay payments every single month, 12 times a month, for this guy to do that. Man, it makes me like, cancel my student loan. I don't want any borrow any more money. And remember, God uses simple fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to educate your way into success. Education's good, but if you actually humble yourself before God and seek his ways first, then he'll give you wisdom, and maybe education will come in that, but that's greater than anything a man could ever teach you. Listen to this. God is not dead.
All this stuff is temporary. Money, success, even life is temporary. Jesus, that's eternal.
And that's it?
That's it. That's what we're going with. I am Professor Radisson. This is Philosophy 150. This semester, I propose that we refuse to waste our limited time together debating the existence of the big man in the sky. Fill in the papers I've just given you with three little words. God is dead.
I can't do what you want. I'm a Christian.
We've gotten your results back. You have cancer.
The answer's simple. Drop the class.
I feel like it's something that God wants me to do. I can't just turn away from it.
Somehow. You really should go see Mom.
What's in it for me?
If you cannot bring yourself to admit that God is dead, then you will need to defend the antithesis.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive.
You're here because that voice inside you isn't happy with the choices everyone else wants you to make. It's not easy, but simple.
Mr. Wheaton, are you ready?
We're going to put God on trial.
What do you say to people who don't believe?
We disown him, he'll disown us.
You think you're smarter than me, Wheaton? Do you think there's any argument you can make that I won't have an answer for? In that classroom, there is a God, and yet, I'm him.
It doesn't seem quite fair to me.
I can't help it if the boy wants to make a fool of himself.
Look, I know I am in the minority here,
But I actually believe in God.
I think you were here kind of hoping that this stuff is for me.
I'm praying for you.
To me, he's not dead. He's alive.
What I want is for them to make their own choice. That's what God wants.
You just want to ensnare them in your primitive superstition.
Why do you hate God?
Science supports his existence. You know the truth. So why do you hate him? Why do you hate God?
Amazing. Imagine now paying that professor's salary. I mean, you're going to pay him for that year that he taught you, but since you took out a student loan, it'll take you 20 years possibly to fully pay for that year he taught you to tell you that he's God in that classroom. Mm-hmm. And how many, you know, very few professors probably will come right out and say that they're God. And we're not talking about all professors. They're not going to come right out and say it. But the truth is, if they deny God and say what they say are greater than God and their way is the way outside God's way, guess what? And you're in the context of that, and they're putting themselves up as God in the context of that. And they're not, but they're lifting themselves up in the context of that. And now think about that. A house you're not going to get, it costs you $100,000. They didn't let you live in it, and then they ticked you off for 4 years speaking against your God. And you're going to pay payments for 12 months out of the year for 20 years on that. If anything, get a Pell Grant. You don't have to pay that back, but seek God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.